Simen Shin Chaf Hey, we're holding in the middle of Sif Yud. We said that if a guy fills up water from a bar, from a well that's in Rishis Yachid, and takes it out to feed the behemah of a Yid, if it means going through Rishis Rabbim, that means we went Malach Adaraisa, Rishis Yachid to Rishis Rabbim, that's also for any Yid to be nana from on Shabbos. If he only took it out from Shiyachid to a Carmelist, it's Isid Rabbanon, then it's only Osir for that Yid that he did it for it to be Nana, but other Yidin could be Nana from it, like we said, but Osir Rabbanon, similar to Tchumen, that if a guy did Isid Rabbanon on behalf of a Yid, other Yidin could be Nana, only that one cannot be Nana from it. Now the Ramah brings a Shito of Rabbeinu Tam, that's more Mekel, and Rabbeinu Tam says new Svara like this. He says, if technically the Yid could have brought his Behema to drink from the water while it was in the bar, or let's say it's a question of a person drinking from this water. If technically this person could have crawled down into the bar and drank from it there, so that's not called that the guy did a malacha on behalf of the Yid, because technically the Yid could have gone whether himself or his behemoth and drank over there. So now, even though the guy did do the malacha on behalf of the Yid, obviously it's more convenient now for the Yid, he and his behemoth did not have to crawl down into the bar, still now, he could drink from it, and he could be neder from it, because it's not called he's been neder from malachas akum, because technically that night could have had, even without the Chilul Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're talking about a case that the guy actually brought the water from a place where the Yid could have crawled in, either here as behemoth, and drank from the water. But let's say the guy brought it from a place where the Yid could not have crawled into the bar. It's as such that it's not physically possible. You wouldn't have been able to do it, you or your behemoth, to go into the bar and drink from there. So then you cannot drink from this water that the guy brought to you on Shabbos. Even if there's another bar that you could have gone to that drank from directly in the bar, so you could have had a drinking of water without the Chilul Shabbos by going to the other bar, that doesn't help. Rabbeinu Tam is only mekel if the actual source where the water came from is a place that you could have gone and had the anah inside the bar without the Chilul Shabbos taking place. Now, the Ramah says that yesh matirim af l'chadchila, the arishayim that are samach on the svar of Rabbeinu Tam, even l'chadchila, Mishnah Berurah says achrayim try to figure out who are these Rishonim that are medical even l'chadchila. That means they will allow you to tell the guy to bring the water from the bar to the Kabbalist or through the Shrabim to you just because you could have gone there to be nana from it. Rabbeinu Tam is only medical, but yev once the water was drawn, but not to allow a mir la'akim based on this svar. L'maisa, we're not samech on Rabbeinu Tam in general altogether. That means that even la'akha maisa, if the guy did pull the water out of the bar and bring it to you, even if theoretically you could have gone to the bar and drank the water there, so therefore Rabbeinu Tam is medical, could be nana, the ikar is not like that. Because kama ol the Rishonim, honag Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's mashma and the grow and taste of Shabbos to machmer. And therefore, only if it's a big tzarech or it's a tzarech Shabbos, then you can be samach on Rabbeinu Tam's svar to mekel. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, we could be samach on the svar of Rabbeinu Tam to mekel after Shabbos. You do not have to wait because they yase to be nene from the water after Shabbos, but rather right after Shabbos, you could be nene. Now, the Ramah says that people are noig hetter even chachila to a goy to bring sheikh, bring beer, or other things that need on Shabbos through a kabbalist or a place where there's no Erev, because only a shvus to shvus, because Zamir la'akum, and the guy's not going shram derai, some people may go on a shvus to shvus for makum atzerech, the mas is the one shayim machmer, but the maisi cannot be moichel, cannot protest against those who are mekel when it's a tzerech Shabbos, or it's a shasat chak. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even Ladina, we are mekel on a shvus to shvus, if it's a real big tzerech, or it's a real dry mitzvah, for example, if you need yayin for kiddush, or if you need a chalon for Shabbos, we're mekel hachilah, to on the shvus to shvus, Amir la'akam on the drabbanon. These people being even more mekel, and that you should not be mekel at chila, but you cannot protest against them. It was for the beer, which is not as important as yayin for kiddush or the hot shalom for Shabbos, but it did have some level of importance. Therefore, we cannot stop them, even though it's not really right what they're doing. There are some people who are even more mekel on this, that even for less important things like pears for fruit, things like that, they're mekel shvus to shvus, and that one definitely should not be semichon. Sif Yalav, the Mechaber, says, similar to what we had previously, that the guy, if he picked asavan grass out of the ground for his behemoth on Shabbos, and now there's leftover, a Yid wants to let his behemoth eat from it, so if the guy does not know the Yid, there's no chashash, Hashem, Yav, B'shvilo, the next time the guy will do more for the Yid, because the guy anyway does not know this Yid, the Yid could let his behemoth eat from it. How does he let his behemoth eat from it? By standing from his behemoth on the way, positioning himself as such, the behemoth will end up eating from it. However, if the guy knows the Yid, then he cannot allow your behemoth to eat from it, because then it's chashash, Hashem, Yav, B'shvilo. Mishnah Berurah points out, according to the previously mentioned Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, so very often it's as such that you really could have brought your behemoth to the place where the grass came from and had your behemoth eat from it directly, and therefore according to Rabbeinu Tam would be fine. Still, we're generally not samach on Rabbeinu Tam unless we're stuck. Again, even Rabbeinu Tam would not say that he could tell the guy to pick the grass out of the ground, since he could bring a behemoth to that place. Just if the guy did already pull the grass out of the ground at Tzarech Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam is mekel. We're generally not samach on that. There is one circumstance that we are mekel, Amir La'akum, And that's a circumstance of tzar b'lechaim. Him will have nothing to eat. Even that, only once on Shabbos, not more than that.